Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on Auto Trader. They're really good at numbers. Auto Trader.
I'm sorry. The window is fully open. Yes, there is times when it's frustrating because they've gotten so close.
Yeah. I don't know if it's clickbait, but this thought of like, oh, like their window's closed, to me, it's asinine. I think it's a lazy take.
There's a saying when you're dating as like a woman, and it's very common. You've definitely heard of it. But like, if he wanted to, he would.
Yeah.
If Brandon B wants to have you on the Bills, if he wanted to, he would.
You're going
to
be on the team.
This is the Buffalo Plus Podcast, brought to you by Connors and Ferris.
All right, welcome back to the Buffalo Plus Podcast, presented by Connors and Ferris. Mike Catalana, Dan Fates, I am Jenna Cottrell. We are continuing our off-season coverage, but before we do, please be sure to like, comment, and subscribe to the podcast. We always appreciate it. It means so much. It does so much for the channel.
30,000.
All that. Yeah, on the road to 30,000.
And then 100,000.
I want to know, why are we wearing headphones if we're talking right next to each other? People ask that. They ask that all the time.
Well, because you could do a whole video and then not have any audio.
It's impossible. Who would ever do that?
Somebody would.
That might have been Dan.
Yeah. Some people,
it sounds cool. It sounds good.
It just looks cooler.
Really?
Does it? I don't know. It looks fine.
Okay.
I do like hearing a little behind, inside baseball, though, of like when you're on TV, you have an IFB that you can
hear yourself,
what you're saying.
Yes.
So it is nice to be able to hear everyone clearly.
And every once in a while, Dan hits the little sound effects.
Crisply. Okay.
That
all
got
right,
us
not
going.
Drunk or high.
Yeah.
Super Bowl window.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of talk nationally. Bill's
yes.
Super Bowl window is closed. They can't get it done. Mike, what are your thoughts on that?
It's insane. The window is open. It is open. They have Josh Allen. They have talent on this roster. They've been this close to getting there. Go down the list of teams, say even in the AFC, say in the NFL. Tell me whose window is open, whose is closed, right? I mean, Lamar's was closed, right? The Ravens were closed a year ago. We didn't know if he was even going to be back. You know, I'm sorry. The window is fully open. Yes, there are times when it's frustrating because they've gotten so close.
Yeah.
But it's also open because they have gotten so close. And they have Josh Allen, and these will be his prime years. As good as he is set up for the next 5+ years to be in his absolute prime. Physically, also the way he plays, the window is open.
I think it's part of it is it's the fear in every fan.
Yeah.
Right? It's the, oh my gosh, we didn't get it done this year, so it just isn't going to happen. And I just keep thinking about it, like the fact of, we've talked about, go around the league, like you were talking about it, like the Bengals is open. The Chargers are reopening theirs.
If it ever was open before.
Right, but you're saying you have a Super Bowl caliber quarterback, a great quarterback. That's one. You need that before you can even talk
yes.
about the window panes or the curtains or the drapes or like anything that you have that goes on around the window. But it is like this thought of like, well, you know, and we'll get to it too. Like, well, the salary cap and all these things, like the first thing you need is a superstar quarterback to play at a superstar MVP level. And they've gotten that. So this, I don't know if it's clickbait, but this thought of like, oh, like their window's closed, to me, it's asinine. I think it's a lazy take.
I think I understand the frustration from fans
yes.
because obviously you see the talent, the superstar, the mega superstar that is Josh Allen, the cover of Madden. You see the tremendous upside and you see this team for the last 6 years that he's been in the NFL not living up to those expectations. But I think when you talk about the window, it is all about the quarterback. And like you said, Josh Allen is in his prime. He is entering his prime. There are those years after that where you think he's He's 27. He's going to be 28 years old. I understand where there is the fear because you see all that that's there and you see the results that have been lacking. But when I think of window, I think of it's quarterback. And I think of how many NFL teams are trying to make decisions on if their guy is the guy.
Yeah.
And how the Bills don't, it's not even a question.
Look at the two conferences. So Lamar, I think Lamar has always been very talented, who has not had success in the playoffs.
Correct.
But you got a feeling if you have Lamar with his talent, you get it right, you can win with that guy. He has not done it, but you feel like if you're a Ravens fan, you're like, this Lamar with this team can win.
Sure.
Window. I think their window is certainly open. Obviously, the Chiefs is going to stay open as long as he's there, right? That's not even the case.
Right.
Look in the NFC. I like Jared Goff. This could be his second Super Bowl. He's not a superstar. He's really good. A lot has to be right.
That's exactly what I was going
to
say.
To make it work. Not that Jared Goff can't win. Not that Brock Purdy couldn't be a good quarterback on an average team. Good.
You almost had an aneurysm trying to say that.
Only because I see him as being exploded. Very good for an outstanding roster. Okay? But with the Bills, they have a good roster. I mean, they do. And they can make it. I hate to break it to you, but they can make it better sometimes with different players.
Right.
Like, we can talk about change being good, but you do start out, like you said, you start out with that guy. Josh is that guy. He's one of those guys. There's only a few of them. He's one of those players.
I think you just said it best, because I was thinking, like, when you're going, they always have the list, right, of the AFC championships and who's played in those games and who's won Super Bowls. And it's Brady's, it's Manning's, it's Mahomes.
Right.
It's like, you need that to even think about talking about having these windows and things like that. So it starts here, because if you don't have that, you're so right. Everything else has to be perfect. You have to have a all-pro offensive line. You have to have great weapons all around you. You have to get lucky. You have to do all of those other things.
Or at least a good combination.
Correct.
Not everything works out perfectly, you do.
And if anything, I'm sitting here going, obviously the hardest thing to figure out is the quarterback. Mm-hmm. Then, honestly, it was kind of tough where I looked at it before, where the offensive line really wasn't up to par.
Yep.
And that part of that is also injuries and luck, because the Bills were a rarity to have all five starters start every single game for them. So, like, I look at it and I say, I think they got a running back. I think they got a really good offensive line, and they have Josh Allen. Yes, there are question marks around the rest of this team. I think there's probably 30, every other team will also have this conversation after this season. Whenever their season ends, of, hey, are we closer to the Super Bowl or are we not? And I think every team minus one will say, yeah.
Yeah. It is like the cliche of like 31 other teams go home upset.
Yeah.
And I hear when fans are like, yeah, no shit. But I think we talked about this after the Bills end of the season press conferences, where there was so much positivity, but because we think that they found something. Sean McDermott having that outlook of, hey, we're not broken. We're disappointed, but we're not broken. Seeing the way the team fought back in that second half of the season, Joe Brady, look, he has to go through the interview process and all these things, but you saw Josh Allen find his confidence when earlier on in the middle of the season, it felt like you're like, is Josh going to be okay? Is he going to be able to weather the storm? But it all comes back to that fear of, there have been immensely talented quarterbacks who maybe have gone to a Super Bowl and not won or never gotten back there. So I understand when people are like, it's going to happen, right? But when you have the guy that you have in Josh Allen, you are going to have playoff runs. And now it's about putting together the roster that he can get you where you want to go.
And I don't think either. I think it's oftentimes too, it's coaches. And obviously, like I said, we talked about it right after the McDermott and Bean press conference, the fact of people, I think fans, from what we see on social media, like, are still angry at McDermott. And the one thing I will say is, Bean was asked, like, where is his confidence level in him? And he's lost some of those. He's lost big games. Like there's no sugarcoating that. But for a majority of these runs, they've been well coached. It's not like there's a recurring. It's not like there's been 13 seconds.
Yeah. I mean, some of it goes on the players.
Adapted.
Some of it certainly goes on players. Like, a year ago when they lost that Cincinnati game, they got manhandled on both lines of scrimmage in that game.
Yeah.
The concern is it happened Well, certainly, I think for the defensive line in the last game against the Chiefs.
Yeah,
and they
two
were
years
healthy.
In a row. Yeah, they were healthy and they did not perform. And I hate to break it to you folks, that's more on Brandon Bean than it is on Sean yep. McDermott. I mean, I know he coaches the whole defense and all, but Brandon Bean spent a lot of money on that D-line, a lot of resources on that D-line. You needed them to come through big time, and they did not. Two games in a row in the conference divisional playoffs. So that's part of it. But listen, McDermott has critics. Of course he's going to have critics. His team is stopped short. Now, it's been stopped short by Joe Burrow. That's... You know, losing to Burrow last year, that was tough because Burrow's really good. Losing the year before to the Chiefs in the 13 seconds games, those are really tough. Like,
yeah,
I mean, but when you look at who's made the Super Bowl during this period of time, it's Mahomes, Brady, one year with Burrow, and then we'll see what happens this year. It could be Mahomes again. Yeah. So you are losing out to the best quarterback in the NFL. Unfortunately, it's frustrating.
But two, whoever plays the Bills loses that next game.
Yeah, you were saying, I wasn't really even thinking about that.
Yeah, the Josh Allen effect. If you like, and so we were talking about it. Oh, the AFC Championship when the Chiefs won. That was when the Chiefs lost the Super Bowl to the Bucks.
Yes, they beat the Bills and then lost to Brady and the Bucks. Every time the teams lost the next game?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I should bet my student loans.
Okay, well,
Ravens.
First of all, I'm not endorsing that. I'm not Uncle Dan, so.
Aunt Jenna's best bet.
First of all, it's aunt.
Oh, excuse me.
We say aunt in this house.
We say aunt.
We say aunt.
Aunt.
It's aunt. Aunt.
It's aunt.
Expired.
Expired.
Aunt Jenna's best bet.
Okay, I don't have a British accent. I don't know where this happened, but.
I just feel like it's a very lazy, overreactionary
but
take
this is,
to
this
say.
Is this time of year.
Yeah, it's the frustration time.
I know, but that's what I'm saying, is that I just feel like it's easy to say, window's closing. And like, we'll get to it. It's a lot of questions. Mike, I can't imagine for you, have been around here long enough. And I remember covering the first 2 years was, and Jen and I, it was pre-playoffs. Mm-hmm. And it was Rex's last year, and it was Sean's first year, and going into both of those times. And like, it was, I felt like, oh my gosh, we have to talk about the playoffs. And like other reporters that were around us, like talking about like, we have to do the same story again and again and again. And I remember when they finally made the playoffs, like Eric Wood being like, I'm so happy I don't have to answer questions about the drought.
So
totally
make
fair.
It real easy. And for those who, you know, don't follow them as much, picture the Buffalo Sabres.
Yes.
It, like you got 18-year-old guys asking questions, answering questions about a 13-year drought.
Right.
Like that's who the franchise is. But that's why I'm saying is the narrative is different because the stakes are so much higher.
Correct.
Because you have Josh.
Right.
Josh, it brings the pressure with it.
My point is that at the end of every year, it's, oh, like we hear every single guy say it. This is the last time all these guys will be in the locker room together. There's tough decisions. I'm glad I don't have that job. I'm glad I don't get paid to do those things. Like, but that's every year. Like, it's not just because you lost again in the postseason. That happens every single year of there will be change.
Yeah.
And we've talked about change not necessarily being a bad thing. But this thought of like, well, there's no way that this can happen. And like, well, the wide receiver room's got to get better, but they don't have any cap space. So like, this can't happen. They're going to lose all these defensive linemen. It's like, well, maybe it's okay that they lose some of these defensive linemen. Maybe it's okay that they replace
I agree with you there. Hey, all we got to do, Jen, is look at the Chiefs. They've dealt with the salary of their quarterback when they paid the quarterback. They traded Tyreek Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And won the Super Bowl. They went with young defensive backs. Young. And won the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Now, they have Mahomes. The Bills have Josh Allen. Like, my point is, they've gone through a lot of the things. Well, yes, you could make an, you know, the Bills have hit in pieces on the draft. In pieces. It looks like, you know, some guys have been, they missed on a few. They have certainly missed on a few. And the free agent signings have been bad.
Clearance rack.
Well, except for Vaughn, who was really good until it was really bad. It was good that first year. It was like Von Miller's bringing you Von Miller. And yeah. now you're like, oh boy, we're stuck with Von Miller.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's
I mean, they draft Pacheco in the seventh round.
That's what I'm saying. They hit in the draft.
McDuffie.
Trent McDuffie is a really good player.
Yep.
Bean says this draft's important. He's like, we got to hit in this draft. It's like, he says that there are buzzwords that we hear every single year at the end of locker.
He almost said the one too.
Oh, so.
He was awfully close.
I hate the phrase, we didn't get ran out of the gym, run out of the gym. We didn't get run out of the gym. That is. Where's the bleep? That is.
Uh-oh.
Time is of the essence. It's fun. Look,
the camera's on you.
I don't know, Jim. I wish just take the three shot of you trying to find the.
Here he goes.
No, that's definitely
okay, nope.
Whatever. What I'm. Do we have our car horn like in there?
With the remote.
There we go.
There we go.
It is. Hold on. It is. It is that when you're Josh Allen, you say, oh, well, we didn't get run out of the gym. We almost heard it today, and I almost was going to throw my notebook, but thankfully we did not really hear it. But yeah, like where they're at and where they need to go, it comes down to, like Bean said, it's a couple plays, but you talk about that execution level and what we want to see. Bean said at his end of the season press conference, we're going shopping in the same stores. We're not making a big splash. But Dan, I don't believe that, because he said that and then the Bills signed Von Miller that offseason. Yeah. But the salary cap is, you say the salary cap is not real. I will say the salary cap is malleable. You can work with it. It's not this rigid thing that's like, well, the Bills are screwed. We can't do anything. You can work around it.
Yeah, there are a few things I love arguing about more than the NFL salary cap. As I've said, the NFL salary cap, NFL owners and NFL GMs use the salary cap as an excuse or a crutch as to tell their fans why they can't be competitive or why they can't or won't bring back a player or don't want to. They use it as an excuse to say, and my prime example is Tremaine Edmonds. I think that the Bills were so happy that there was another team that was going to offer him that much money because the Bills didn't want to, but now the Bills can shrug their shoulders and say, well, that's just how this goes.
Yeah.
And because there has never been a player, Mike and I agree on this, there has never been a player that a team has wanted to keep and can't because of the salary cap. If they want to keep a player around, the team will find a way.
I might phrase that a little differently. There's never been a player that they absolutely wanted to keep. And like, you know, there's players they like. And then
they would
go,
like to, but they're like,
but, you know, we're not going to disrupt what we're doing.
Jordan Poyer.
Last year.
Well, this is what I wanted to add. We talked about after the loss to the Chiefs, like the defensive injuries were not an excuse. It was a reason why the Bills struggled in that game. The salary cap can be an excuse, because the reason is, if you really want a guy, like you talked about, absolutely wanting a guy, it is maneuverable enough and you will make corresponding moves to make whatever you want actually work. Whereas if you talk about Tremaine Edmonds, great player, gets guys in and out of the huddle like you wouldn't believe. But you can say, hey, we don't really have the availability. You make it work when you need to, and it shows how you feel about someone.
Here's how the cap will work, though. If you have a player under contract, you have to then it's real. It's real in a sense of you've signed him to that contract. You either have to redo it, which means you're going to commit to them a little longer term, or you have to take the dead cap money. Like that's, or live with the contract. Like you've established what that contract is. Where you really have the advantages is when you're bringing in a player or redoing a deal.
Yes.
If you want, so Josh Allen's contract is going to get redone again. And they're going to save a bunch of cap money because on paper they go, oh my God, we're $42 million over. And they go, here, Josh, sign this. And now you're $20 million over or $25 million. I mean, they can turn it into a bonus, spread it on down the line for the cap hit.
So take a three shot. I get uncomfortable with the one shots. So there's a saying when you're dating, it's like a woman, and it's very common. You've definitely heard of it. But like, if he wanted to, he would. You don't know that?
Yeah, never heard of it.
Like if a guy was going to like, oh, I'm sorry. I was so busy.
I couldn't call.
We know that one. If he wanted to, he would.
Yeah.
If Brandon B wants to have you on the Bills, if he wanted to, he would.
You're going
to
be on the team.
Yes.
Now that being the player wants it too, right? If it's a free agent or whatever
yes,
it is.
Yes. But I'm saying in terms of that, like if Brandon Bean wanted to.
Yep.
And you're also wanted to, he would.
Yeah. And that's what it keeps coming back to. Like, teams will not want to bring back a player. They have made up in their mind. He's not coming back for one reason or another. But they will say, salary cap can't sign all the good players. Can't keep everybody. But if they wanted to, they would find a way to rework deals and to make the salary cap work. It does go back to the Von Miller thing.
Yeah.
They were crying poor that offseason. They couldn't find money. They were talking
crying
about,
poor.
they were talking about, oh, there's not enough money for, I think that was the Poyer year where like we could extend Poyer. It was what I think Tremaine, I think that was Trey White's deal just got done that offseason. Like there were things that all of a sudden, it was crazy. They found $120 million lying around for Von Miller. Now that deal gets worked on. They didn't have any money. They signed Leonard Floyd. And they put like pretend ghost years in deals. I'm not a capologist, not pretending to be, but I know that there have been enough moves that good GMs know how to, as Jenna says, manipulate it, and it doesn't hold them back. Like this is some, they're pinching pennies and going, well, we can't sign this guy. Now, if a guy wants to go make $20 more somewhere
totally
else,
fair.
That's different. He's
you,
going to.
You just said, if a guy wants to. Keep this in mind. This is the NFL. Players have very little control until they're a free agent. Then things change a little bit. Gabe Davis is a good example. Gabe Davis is going to test free agency. They're going to let him go out there. I think somebody's going to sign Gabe Davis and he's not going to come back to the Bills. I don't think if the Bills really wanted to keep Gabe.
Agreed.
Didn't mean they wouldn't take him on the team, but if they really wanted to keep him, they would have already offered him a contract.
100%.
And it would have been done. So it's kind of like, all right, we like him. Go ahead. If he comes back and goes, I didn't find anything. You get them at the right number, you bring them back at the right number.
And this is why, and it also, it's easier to make my silly jokes and memes about this because Brandon Bean knows how to be creative.
Yeah.
Like mm-hmm. And he also has an owner that is willing to cut checks. Not every NFL owner is created equal. That like,
yeah.
Terry Pegula has liquidity in his money, like to be able to cut checks in his bank account. And when you sign a player,
liquidity.
Mike Giardi explained to me.
Spell that.
It, oh, not a shot. Mike Giardi explained to me, friend of the program, big time Buffalo Plus
also
guy.
Also a salary cap truther like
yes,
we are.
He's a salary cap truther. He talks about how
tinfoil hat. Yeah,
when you sign a player, you have to put 80% of that contract into an account. So like as an owner, that money is put on hold so that you can make sure that you have that money.
Jen is glazing over right now.
First of all, there's numbers involved. I'm out.
Say you sign a guy to $100 million.
Oh yeah, I'll get it. We get it.
I get how it works. I just,
but not every owner is able to do that
or wants to do it.
Correct, or wants to do it.
Like, honestly,
That's why the league is so pissed off at the Cleveland Browns because the owner
they gave him the guaranteed money.
I got guaranteed money. You can have it because Jimmy has him as all the money he wants.
Yeah,
and that's not what every owner is. So this thought of eventually, you know, you're going to have to pay the piper. Eventually, that credit card that comes around.
Yes.
Yes, but guess what?
It does take
salary
work.
Salary cap goes up.
It does take work. It does take manipulation. It isn't as easy. The New England Patriots say they're going to spend money. That means players have to want to go to the Patriots.
Which is...
Well, they might, right? It's money, but they got to want to go there.
Yeah. Well, like, even in Buffalo, for a long time, they would have to overpay to get people to come.
Or they'd have the money and nobody wanted to go there.
Yeah.
Now players will want to play with Josh. They'll want to play there.
Yeah.
And this doesn't always mean some superstar. There are some things they may not be doing, right? They're not going to be open checkbook to everybody that's out there.
I'm not saying that.
Right. But that also might not also be the best way to go about it either.
Agreed.
Yeah.
But I do think there is the element for change to be added, as there is every offseason. And Mike, I feel like there's been a lot of good on this roster. I mean, they've been made the playoffs how many times under Sean McDermott? They once again have made it to the divisional round. But I think there is, and that Brandon Bean, Sean McDermott talk about the frank conversations that happen after a season ends. And there is now the opportunity for growth in some areas.
Growth, change. The change doesn't always come. It's not always linear. Look at Terrell Bernard, for example. Mm-hmm. He comes in last year. You're like, okay, they draft this guy. Like, what do we have? Had no idea. Only Dan knew that he was going to be the guy.
Don't give him that.
And he's a better player than Tremaine Edmonds. I mean, that's what happened. Listen, I think Micah Hyde's retiring. That's going to be a loss for the franchise. On the field, he's still a very good player.
Yep.
But you need to get younger and more athletic back there. That needs to change. I don't think Trey White's going to be back. You guys disagree with me, or at least you think there's a better chance of it.
I need more time to develop my opinion.
Younger, athletic in the secondary. Younger, athletic. But it doesn't mean day one. I don't know if Christian Benford was that. But now Christian Benford's going into a third year. It's like, that guy can play. Mm-hmm. Like, you keep him on the field. Like, there are guys that can do that.
They hit on one corner in that draft.
Yeah. I mean, that happens. So what my point is, you think of the guy that we know, but then on the field in 2024 is a lesser version of that player, like we maybe saw at a Poyer and Hyde this year, even though everybody loves him. Moments, but not, or the young ascending player that gets more time. And that's to your point where change can be good.
Yeah.
It may not be immediately. Yeah. But it could be good and be real good at some point.
And we've seen, what are we now on, our sixth year with Bean? Or this was his sixth year?
Yeah, well, his sixth draft, he said, because he came right after the draft. So this would be his
One of the things I've also noticed, too, is that, like, you can sense patterns. And the other thing, too, is that a lot of times, Mike, to your point, like, if the Bills really wanted Gabe Davis, if they really absolutely could not go into this offseason, they would have struck
like
a deal
by now.
Like
they did with Ed Oliver.
Correct.
Signed him.
There had been I can't think of any player that played out the end of their contract. Very rarely. Poyer was one of them. Age was a factor.
I think he wanted several contracts.
Correct. They had drafted, they got done and extended before the actual contract was up. That was something that they've done with, name a guy. Dawson Knox.
Deion
Dawkins.
Trey White.
Matt Milano. Oh, Trey White. All of those. Josh. All of those guys, they got done. It was another reason with Devin Singletary. It was like, we really like Devin.
Moved on.
Didn't sign him.
Yeah.
And again, they like to use the Tremaine Edmonds one as it was salary cap and you can't sign all the players. Okay. Just saying, they could have signed Tremaine Edmonds and Jordan Poyer and done all and made other moves.
And they wanted to with Gabe. They propped him up as the number two guy for two straight years.
They did.
And it did not work. It's not all 100% on Gabe. I mean, Dorsey, you fired the coordinator. Like, all that stuff went on. But the rubber hits the road here. It's his contract's up. They hadn't signed him. They move on.
What they say publicly and where they spend their money.
That's when you know.
Is when you know.
It's when you know. If he, what is it? If he wanted, he would.
If he wanted to, he would.
Yeah. So.
It's so true, though.
Again, I know there'll be people commenting in saying, eventually it'll come back. Eventually it'll do all these things. Eventually the salary cap. Salary cap goes up. I don't know if you knew that.
It's gone up.
It's going to go up. Minus another global pandemic.
Like prices at Wegmans, it goes up.
Let's knock on some wood for none of that. But I think it is important, though, to give context because we joke about it so much. Like, the salary cap isn't.
It's just way funnier.
It is funnier, but I think sometimes people want the context behind it because they want to be in on the joke as well, which I think that's very fair. We talk about it so much on this channel, but
that's what we were saying is it is a thing. It takes work. It takes manipulation of it, but it can be done. It is done constantly by general managers, and it's by organizations that are willing, especially when they have a quarterback, to spend money down the road and say, okay, we'll do this. We'll push it down the road. We'll kick the cap hit down so we can pay more players right now. With the accounting gets taken care of down the road.
Well, it's a credit card and you get continual credit.
Yeah.
What's that called?
They still
added
say
credit line or whatever.
Yeah, I
wouldn't know.
A bunch of people say like it's like spending on a credit card eventually becomes due, but eventually you could be like also your like you said the credit goes up too.
Yeah, like, you get like
it's
more
not as simple
credit.
As just saying like you keep spending and by your balance.
And an NFL owner goes, we just signed that Amazon deal. Look at that, it's $1 billion. Like there's money coming.
They're just.
We need Garrett. Fine. We need Garrett in here.
My nephew.
Oh, I was like, well, excuse me.
That's the other thing too is that like I make it dumb and simple, but like there are people that their sole job is just to focus on the salary cap and time they make a move, practice squad to active roster, all of those things, corresponding moves, all of that stuff factors in. And that's somebody's Kevin McGannick, I believe is his name on the staff. Golfed with him. He was the other guy with Bean.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
he just got in, golfed with Bean.
But golfed Jenna with McDermott.
Simplifies it with the, what's it, he's just not into you? Is that what you basically said?
No, if he wanted to, he would.
No, I just wanted to see if she knew that.
If he wanted, yeah. What'd you say?
I stand firmly believe that, again, they use it as an excuse. Yeah. And it's because it's easier to say that than saying, hey, we didn't want to. Oh, it was just too tough. Yeah, we lost a good player.
Yeah.
It's like, you didn't want him.
If he wanted to, he would. It is perfect. Maybe we'll make a shirt.
There we go.
There's so many theories like that, too. Like, we could work in the orange peel theory. So many.
Wow.
What's the orange peel?
I don't know.
No, that's a deep tease.
Look at that for the next show.
For the next show. I'll figure out how to work that in. All right.
There are a few things in life that I'm really passionate about. The
salary first of all, that's not true.
Yes. When you're in, you're all in.
The salary cap not being real.
1,000%.
One of the things is the salary cap.
Honestly, you that is to you. A T. It is all or it is nothing.
I disagree.
There's no room in the middle.
We could go down the list of things. Bourbon. Your betting. Children, not necessarily in that order. Betting, exactly. Not necessarily in that order.
Yeah, exactly. The salary cap isn't real.
I'm passionate about things, and the salary cap not being real is one of them.
Yes, you are. So many memes to back that up.
That's it.
All right. Thank you for joining us. Please be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. We'll have plenty more off-season coverage for Dan and Mike. I'm Jenna. We'll catch you next time here on Buffalo Plus.
That's good.
Buffalo Plus, your interactive look at the week in football, brought to you by Connors and Ferris.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.